Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
When Jalen Brunson was brought here, and I was a part of this, I was skeptical of the signing. You know, I didn't think he was a superstar player. I wanted a star here, and Jalen Brunson obviously has blossomed into that. But at the time, I didn't think he was that star that this team was so thirsty for years and years and years and years. Like, that's what you feel like you need to win in the league. I need a star, then I need another star, then I need another star, and I just need a bunch of stars. And then we could build a team around those stars. So Jalen Brunson, good, but not the star that I was envisioning as being the first real big piece in the Leon Rose era of Knicks basketball. But then Jalen Brunson put the uniform on, and everything changed immediately. You know, the vibe of this team, the toughness of this team, and what Brunson brings, not only in leadership, but also in clutchness. You know, he's obviously not going to overwhelm you as far as his size. He's not going to overwhelm you with his defense. But his footwork is immaculate. His clutch shooting is immaculate. His ability to just score points in bunches and bunches is incredible. His leadership, obviously as the captain, is through the roof. And I think his love affair for not only this team, but this city really comes through. And that's why he performs at the levels that he performs. You know, it's family. It's in his blood. It's in his veins. It's in his DNA. A team that his dad played for. His dad being on the team that went to the finals. Now Jalen's on a team that goes to the finals. Obviously different roles and different level of player. They both would tell you that. And now with Rick on the coaching staff. It's family. It's also destiny. And Jalen Brunson was the start of all of this. And then you got all these other players to be built around him. But without Jalen, there's no Knicks in the finals here. They're not the team that they are without him. And you start to think about legacy. You start to think about where he stands, not only with current New York athletes, which he is, in fact, the king of New York. You get the Knicks to the finals here. We'll see what Aaron Judge has in response to this. But to me right now, win or lose, and they're going to win. But the Knicks are in the finals, and that to me is Jalen Brunson as king of New York. And then you think about where he would be at as far as all-time Knick players. Right now, I keep going back on this. I have him at five all-time. I wouldn't argue with you strongly, especially now that he's in the finals, if you want to put him at four. Obviously, Willis. Obviously, Clyde. Obviously, Patrick on the Mount Rushmore. I think if you had DeBuscher or Earl Monroe on there and you didn't want to put Jalen on there for now, I'm not going to argue with you. He wins a championship. He's obviously there. He's ahead of Patrick. He's a top three Knick of all time. If he wins a championship. But I have Patrick ahead of him now because he did, even though he got hurt, you know, on the road to it, but he, two finals, great player on both ends of the floor. Different era, too, in terms of, like, offense. So, yeah, Brunson has these explosive games where he scores a million points, but the league is different, the scoring is different, the three-point shot is just completely changed the way games are played. You have more teams scoring 140 points and blowouts, and there are teams that take nights off and are tanking and losing on purpose and just don't care and whatever the case may be. So you could take advantage of that and you could have inflated numbers. So I tried to be fair in comparing eras and comparing generations. And obviously Patrick Ewing to be the tremendous defensive player and shot blocker that he was. Jalen, we know, is not a great defensive player. Patrick was. But in just a couple of short years, for Jalen Brunson to be where he is, not only in the finals, but to be on the list of all-time great Knicks and where he is slotted. Some would have him four. Some might even have him three. But the fact that he is even in that conversation, and if he wins the whole thing to be third all time as a Knick, you know how we look at Willis and how we think about him and we think about, obviously, Clyde. And people think about Pearl and think about the Buescher and think about guys that have won championships. You are just in a different category. You are in a different class. You are immortalized. You are a legend. You are not just a king of New York, but you are a living, breathing, walking legend and someone that will be idolized and someone who will be immortalized and someone who will be just, people will name their kids Jalen. They'll name their kids Brunson. You know the deal. They'll get tattoos of him. He'll be forever in the hearts and minds of this city. His teammates as well, but Jalen, this is his team. This is his moment, and this is his legacy. And he'll be the first guy to tell you it's not, but he's just being humble and he's being modest, which is a part of his greatness. And a part of why a lot of people probably doubted him in the first place, because you don't always see that. You see it on the court, but there isn't always that killer instinct in terms of the personality and certainly the size and all that stuff. But when you watch him day in and day out and you see what he can do on a basketball court and you see what he did with this franchise and turning it completely around, you understand the greatness and you understand why Leon Rose did what he did, because this was Leon's major move that got this franchise headed in the right direction and got them now 4 wins away from a championship. But Jalen Brunson has an opportunity to be a top 3 Knick of all time and be there pretty much for a very long time. That is rarefied air. That is incredible company to keep. And for this generation, because, there's plenty of people, I didn't see this guy, I didn't see that guy. There's plenty of people that haven't won as the greatest of all time. You have to be fair to, and you have to talk to somebody that saw everybody, or is a history of the game, or is not a prisoner of the moment, or only says, hey, the era I watch is the best, and this is the best guy, and forget it, and this guy, he's the best. Look, I think top 3 all time, when you consider a list with Reed and Frazier, that's a hell of a list to be. And a hell of a great names to be even associated with. And again, Jalen Brunson would be the first person to tell you that. He would tell you he's not on the list, but he's wrong. But deep down, I think that's part of to have that fire burning in the belly. Because he is a guy that's been undersized, and I'm sure he's been told that his whole entire life. And I've said the gatekeepers of the NBA don't want to let him in the club. They don't want to open up and have to talk about Jalen Brunson as a superstar. They don't want to talk about the Knicks as a championship team. They don't want to do that. They want to anoint and crown Wemby as the guy. The national media, that's their golden boy. That is the man, and rightfully so. I understand it. Wemby is going to be a force in this league for a very, very, very long time. But he's going to get humbled in this series. OG Anunoby at times will break him. Physically and then mentally. And the youth will show up in a bad way. And the inexperience, more specifically, will haunt the Spurs. Haunt them.